Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. This hadith is narrated by Sina Anas radiallahu anhu. And he says, a man came to join the prayer and he was panting. And so he says, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. So he says, Allahu Akbar, and praises for Allah, a praise that is much and good and blessed. And so when the Prophet ﷺ finished the prayer, he said, who is the one who spoke these words? And so nobody answered at first. Everybody was silent. And he said, who is it? Because he has not said anything bad. He has not said anything wrong. So the man said, I said that, O Messenger of Allah, and I didn't intend by it except good. And so the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw 12 angels rushing with each other, vying with each other to see who will raise it first or who would write it down first. So there's a few riwayat. And in one riwayat, in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ says that there 12 angels rushed to write it down and they didn't know how to write it down. Until they asked their Lord, Azza wa Jal, and he said, write it down as my slave has said it. Now this hadith is usually mentioned in like the chapters of dua in prayer. And it's a beautiful dua. But what I want to concentrate on is here, you know, so the sahabi, he comes in, he says these words, he's in prayer, and everybody else, they hear him. The other sahaba, they hear him, right? And they're in prayer. And the Prophet ﷺ is in prayer and he hears him. And not only does he hear him, he sees the 12 angels vying with each other and that they went up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this whole conversation. So he's in Medina and this is in the matter of a few minutes during the prayer, right? And so he's in Medina, yet he is with the Malakut, he is with the angels, he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his apparent reality, what we can see, what others see, is so different from his reality. You know, what's happening, where he is. You know, he seems to be in Medina and praying, but he's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just these amazing things happening. So we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a man unlike other men, but he is an emerald, a gem, and all others, the rest are just stones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to revere him the way we should. And inshallah, today actually might be the last day of Rabi' al-Awwal. And so, however, I will be continuing these recordings just a little bit longer, really in tradition or in following the way that just where I studied in Damascus, Syria, that they usually go into the next month with the remembrances and the celebrations too. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.